Meyer and Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this absolutely wonderful Wednesday. Beautiful blue skies, puffy white clouds. Not quite as hot as it was yesterday, but it's coming, folks. It's coming. Hang in there. Spring, summer is coming. Going to start off talking about PACs, political action committees endorsing certain people, as well as some polls on the Republican side. On the Democrat side, Vote MAMA, a national PAC supporting Democratic candidates who are mothers, announced 6 endorsements heading into the 2026 election season. Moms across Michigan are stepping up, stepping into leadership, making their voices heard in ways we've never seen before. We had a 90% win rate in 2024. We had a clean sweep in 2022. And Vote MAMA is with them every step of the way. According to Luba Gretchen Shirley, founder and CEO of Vote MAMA, these candidates know exactly what families are up against: affordable child care, reproductive freedom, fighting back against Trump-era rollbacks. They're not after fancy titles. They're protecting their communities and building a Michigan where every family can thrive. And we're proud to back their fight, she said. Well, for the governor's race, they have come out and endorsed Jocelyn Benson for governor. Kind of interesting choice. Additionally, the PAC's endorsements for U.S. congressional seats includes Hillary Schlotten, Democrat from Grand Rapids, and Kristen McDonald Rivett for Bay City. They're also endorsing for Michigan 8th, that seat, Rivett, as well as neighboring Christina Hines for Michigan Congressional District 10. Pretty interesting endorsements. Jocelyn Benson endorsed by Vote MAMA, national PAC. Now, on the Republican side, kind of interesting, a poll done by National Research Service. Only 500 likely Republican voters. I'm sure none of us were polled by this polling agency. Took a poll of the announced so far Republican contenders for governor. Michigan Conservative Coalition commissioned a poll and confirmed that U.S. Congressman John James, Shelby Township, is the Republican frontrunner in the upcoming 2026 gubernatorial race. But his support is soft, and this race is far from a coronation of Congressman James, end quote, stated in the poll. Again, poll of 500 likely Republican voters conducted by National Research Service has James at 35%. 2022 gubernatorial nominee Tudor Dixon at 29%, and Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt at 11%. Former Attorney General Mike Cox is at 4%. Business Executive Kevin Rinke is at 3%. Someone else is at 2%. And 15% told were undecided. Well, the poll found that among people who label themselves as high information voters, those who stream their news content, listen to conservative talk radio shows, has James at 24% and Nesbitt at 23%. Virtually a tie. Dixon among those voters is down at 15%. In addition to who they would vote for, they also asked favorable, unfavorable ratings. Allegedly being rated the most liberal member of the Republican delegation by the Americans for Prosperity, James voted to increase the size of the federal budget, and once allegedly saying President Trump can't be trusted and is not fit to lead. After James's unfavorables were laid out, Nesbitt shot up to 37%, Tudor Dixon dropped to 23%, Cox improved to 8%. John James dropped all the way down to 4%, Rinke at 2%, someone else at 12%, and undecided at 13%. Kind of interesting that State Senator Eric Nesbitt shot up that much. Well, Roseanne Pankowski, spokesperson for the Michigan Conservative Coalition, said it's still very early in the game. Rumors are that several other candidates may be joining this governor's race. Time will tell. In the meantime, this very early poll sheds lights on these leaders at this point. Among the respondents, 80% identified as Republican, while 20% identified as independent Democrat or other party, probably Libertarian or U.S. Constitution Taxpayer Party. We'll see. I can't stress enough that I do not want Tudor Dixon to run for governor. Sorry, Tudor, you had your shot. The people of Michigan did not vote for you. You need to move on or run against Mike Rogers for the U.S. Senate. Sorry, that's my own personal position. Give it up, run for Senate, challenge Rogers there. I would support you over Rogers for the U.S. Senate in a heartbeat. And based on another unscientific poll that we conducted a few weeks ago, we ended up with 167 T for Tudors versus 0 for Rogers. Not one R. 167 T's for Tudor, 0 for Rogers in a head-to-head race for U.S. Senate. Just saying. Now, on another related topic, one of the things is that I'm looking at is Attorney General Dana Nessel. She's term limited out as AG. She can't run for Attorney General again. Is she considering running for the U.S. Senate? Short little story, kind of a trial balloon that I saw today on MERS. Attorney General Dana Nessel, when asked what's next for your political career, she said, "I'm thinking about it right now, and it's too early to announce anything, but keep in touch." Honestly, I thought she was heading back to the private sector. after two terms attorney general, her being an attorney would have a ton of business from Democrats that would want her to represent them. Why? Why would she want to stay in the political game? I have no idea. I don't even think she's qualified to run for U.S. Senate or Congress. And especially, she's not going to run for governor with Jocelyn Benson getting these early endorsements already. So we'll see where this goes. It's going to be very interesting, folks. 2026 is going to be very, very, very interesting by the time we get there. And according to Perry Johnson, who is quoted about running for governor, it's way too early. When are we going to know? Mackinac Island in September. He said that's when it gets serious, and they do a straw poll every year of those Republicans attending the event. Let's see who wins the straw poll. Perry Johnson won it back in 2022, but failed to collect enough signatures because his political strategist, John Yab, hired Democrats to collect signatures for him. Let's see if he listens to Yab this time or whether he goes with new circulators for his petition signatures. And then lastly, this is very interesting. Some people said, well, I think Donald Trump already endorsed Rogers. No, I haven't seen it anywhere. I'll look, but one of my friends posted that he did it last night. Yeah, he didn't say where. I just asked him where it was posted. He's referring to, of course, the rally Trump held in Macomb County. None of my news sources has the story reporting it this morning. So I don't think it happened. Somebody, of course, would be floating it out there. Rogers himself, even. But again, not confirmed anywhere that I can find. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today for this hour of listenership that may not have heard me talk about it previously. Lawfare tactics are being used against this show, against this radio station. If you want to know more, text me legal and I'll send you a link to the Give, Send, Go website for you to read the story and decide whether you want to help us defend our First Amendment rights on this show, on this radio station. Not going to go into details now. We're going to move on. We're going to wrap up the show today. But I just want to mention that we need to raise the money to defend against these lawsuits, or potentially this show could go off the air. This radio station could go off the air and it would be over. If we lose this battle, we're done. It's that simple. So if you want, text me legal. I'll send you the link. You can share it with people. We greatly appreciate it. One of the reasons why people want to silence those of us who tell the truth, speak what we know, which we have confirmed with sources, which we have confirmed with news stories, is that if they don't agree with your ideology, if they don't agree with your perspective, if they don't like what you say on the radio, well, I got lots of money, so I'm going to sue you. I'm going to take you off the air. I'm going to boycott your business. We're going to drive customers away. Folks, these tactics, we have got to stand up and fight. And I'm not just talking about these lawsuits against me, my wife, this show, and the radio station. I got a text message yesterday from a person who said, Randy, we were sued a few years ago. Our company was forced to spend $56,000 in attorney fees. Eventually, we won. But we had to take a mortgage, a second mortgage, equity mortgage, out on our house to pay the attorneys. We asked the judge in court for attorney fees, because basically the case was thrown out. The judge did not grant us
our attorney fees. He asked us how much they were. We told him, and he said, those fees are excessive. Your attorney should have never charged you that much. But we didn't have a choice. We couldn't even find an attorney in our area that was willing to fight against the person that was suing us. No attorney locally would handle it. Sounds familiar? Yeah. We had to hire Adam Florey down in Frankenmuth, Michigan to represent us. In Sheboygan Court, we had to go outside all the way down to Frankenmuth. I talked to lawyers up here in northern Michigan. Because of who is suing us, they didn't want to take the case. Well, I found out yesterday this is happening all across the state of Michigan. It's happening right now to Donald Trump. He spoke about it yesterday at the rally down in Warren, Michigan. Signing 142 executive orders in his first 100 days, more than any other president in the history of our country, many of these executive orders are tied up in court. Many of these liberal judges thinking they have the power to institute a national injunction against what Donald Trump, President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief, is doing for our country. They feel they have the power and the authority to stop it. Well, Donald Trump's appealing their decisions. Many of these cases, he's winning on appeal. Some of them are going as far as the United States Supreme Court and will be considered by them with their opinions coming out shortly. May, June, July, before their summer break. It's a fact of life, people. I'm not going to stop talking about these stories. I'm not going to stop holding people accountable as public figures. If you're running for office, if you're in office, you're going to be looked at. I see the stories. I follow the stories where they lead. I confirm the sources. I get people to tell me point blank, yes, I heard this person say this. I was there. Then I repeated on the show. That's just the way it is. And this person doesn't like it. And he's got a lot of money. I understand. We don't. He does. So we'll see where it goes. Text me legal. I'll send you the information. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate your consideration to helping us out. If you can't afford to donate, forward the text message to those who you think might be able to help us out. Thank you very much. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great day, everybody. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption is